You're listening to a Juno Afternoon here at KTOO Public Media. Scott Burton, your host today, and my guests now are Peggy Ann McConachy and Kim Kiefer. Kim's the president of the Juno Gatineau Rotary. And Peggy Ann, you're the court jester?
Well, yes, she's our queen.
Okay.
I felt that we needed a court jester, and that will provide and fill that role for us today.
All right. So remind us, how many Rotary clubs are there in Juneau?
There are four Rotary clubs and one Rotaract. So Rotaract are young professionals coming into it. So to be in Rotaract, you have to be up to age 30.
Yes.
And then and many Rotaract members join Rotary clubs, and so they can go to both, be involved in both sides of the organization.
They're like the Padawan learners, and then they become Jedis.
Kind of. Whoa, I like that analogy.
That's good. I like that. Yeah,
okay,
cool. That's good.
A couple Jedis here.
Yeah.
And Juno-Gatineau Rotary, you're one of the four.
Correct.
And how do you define yourselves? Where and when do you meet?
We actually meet Thursday mornings down at the Prospector in the Prospector's Bar. And we meet at 7 a.m. in the morning, which is a great time.
At a bar.
I know.
Bar at 7
what better time?
The bar's closed.
The bar's closed.
But we meet there.
But we still meet there, and it's a wonderful place. It makes it easy to see why then we're called Juno-Gatineau, because we get to look out the Gatineau Channel for our meetings. It's a great location and a great time of the week.
Every Thursday, 7 a.m.
Every Thursday, 7 a.m.
Right here at the Prospector.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you get there, what do you do? What do you talk about? What do you plan?
Well, we plan all sorts of things. So we get together, we have breakfast, we have coffee, and we have a speaker every time. So the speakers are wide-ranging. This week, we actually have Governor Bill Sheffield that will be there and talking about his new book that he just put out.
He'll be on a Juno Afternoon tomorrow.
Oh, will he? Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah,
oh, good. FYI. Maybe we should compare calendars and see what you've got coming up. Later in the month, we'll have the mayor candidates and the assembly candidates, and so we'll have a little forum. We meet for an hour, so it's really fast. Usually with the forums, we just have a couple questions. But then we get people that are doing different fun things. We had Brian Weed talking about Juneau's history and different places to explore and the history that many of us didn't know anything about. We have business people coming in and talking about their businesses. We welcome anybody to come in and present so that we are all better informed about what's going on in our community.
All right. So being better informed, what else is your MO? What else do you like to do?
Well, we do a lot of different things around town, including cooking at the Glory Hole once a month. We love doing that. We also have an exchange student that comes in every year, and this one is from Argentina. She's mm-hmm. a wonderful young lady, and mm-hmm. I'm really excited to have met her this last Thursday. But our club does a lot of different things throughout our community to make our community better, and we're looking at this. Our bulb sale event as one of the ways we raise money to help fund all those various projects that we have, whether it be working on trails, whether it be our exchange student, whether it be helping out at the Pioneers Home. We do a lot of things, including the Glory Hole, as I said. And this money's vital to be able to keep those programs running.
And these bulbs beautify neighborhoods.
Oh, they do.
Yes.
And medians and roundabouts. We do public. So if you don't have a yard and you want to donate, you can donate to our public planting. So we will put them out in public areas so everybody can enjoy them. One other thing, Rotary is known as service above self. That's what Rotary is all about, going out and doing for the community that you live in and being a part of that community. It's a worldwide organization. And the big focus that Rotary has been doing for many, many years is trying to eradicate polio. And we're very, very close now to eradicating polio, which is huge. We've worked with the Gates Foundation and the World Health Organization to be able to fund that. And actually, there's a polio trip coming up in August to Africa for Rotarians that want to go and actually do the couple little drops for children that will help them not get polio. So it's a pretty powerful organization throughout the world.
I think it probably speaks for itself, Peggy Ann, service above self. But what keeps you coming back? What do you enjoy most about it?
The same thing that originally got me involved. I'm one of the original charter members in the Juno-Gatineau Club. It's fascinating to see people from all walks of life, different businesses, different employment situations to come together for one thing, and that's to make Juneau a better place or make the world a better place or make Alaska a better place. And I love the fact that we bring our individual talents and we can pool them and get amazing things done. So that's what still keeps bringing me back every Thursday.
If somebody wanted to become a Rotarian, is that how you say it?
Yep.
That is.
Yes.
How does one do so?
You can contact either one of us. You can come to our meeting on Thursday morning at 7 o'clock and say you would like to join and get more information about it. We provide you breakfast, and you can see what it's all about. And if it doesn't fit for our club, there's three other clubs in town. They have different times that they meet. And so if it's a better fit to meet at lunchtime, we'll let you know where those other clubs are meeting.
And do they have different focuses or pretty much the same?
It's pretty much the same. The projects everybody does may be a little bit different, although the last few years we've really been focusing on trying to do all of our projects together. So the project we're working on this year is to resurface the trail by Zontakini School, the Schweitzer Marriott Trail. It goes through that meadow, and so the work that we're doing is hauling gravel and working with Trail Mix and Parks and Rec, and the Juneau Community Foundation provided some funding. But it will make it mostly accessible, which right now it's not because it's an old plank trail. And Docks and Harbors provided us a 65-foot gangway that made a bridge crossing that used to have about 8 steps in it. So now anybody can get across that onto a hard-packed surface so they can go out and enjoy our beautiful world.
So okay. We each have individual projects, but we have some things that we do together. So it's a fantastic group to be involved in, and you can go to the other groups as well. Once you join one group, you're welcome at any of them and kind of find where you think you fit best.
If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Kim Kiefer, president of the Juneau Gastineau Rotary and Queen, and Peggy Ann McConaughey, court jester, one of the original charter members,
yes.
Just found out. Mm-hmm. Okay, to support everything that we're talking about, one way to do that is to buy bulbs,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
If somebody's never gotten into bulbs before, how do they work? When do you plant them? And then what happens? I know it may seem obvious.
No,
but.
No,
it's not.
It is because we've had lots of people ask, what in the heck do I do with this thing? And we keep telling them, tips up. But the easiest thing to do is, first of all, go to rotarybulbs.com. That's our website, and we have all the bulbs that we have listed there. If they've never planted bulbs, want to plant bulbs, but need some help, we have Rotary Power Planters, which are only $40 an hour, and they'll come out and do the hard work for them. And I'll point out that usually every year I get power planters because even though I know how to plant them, I like watching other people do it better. But bulbs are one of those wonderful things that are not that difficult to plant or are not that difficult to work with and provide incredible, beautiful flowers throughout the entire year. You can get things that come up in the spring, things that come up a little bit later, and things that come up a little bit more towards fall. And frankly, that's how we kind of have our bulbs organized. If you don't know which one to get, buy one of our packages. We've got two great packages. One is Juneau Garden, and the other one is Gastineau Garden. They come with bulbs that will provide them with color all year round. And our power planters really can help them figure out how to plant them correctly so that when we come spring in Juneau, which I'm hoping we're going to have a summer like we had this summer, they'll have beautiful flowers all summer long.
And what's the basic cost of the basic package? What can you get into this for?
Well, so if you want to do one of the gardens that Peggy Ann just talked about, that's $50, and that's 80 bulbs. So that's a lot of bulbs. You can get in for as little as $8 and get 5 bulbs. So it really is whatever fits your budget. Look at the colors. Look at the heights, look at when they come out. The thing that I love about bulbs is you do a little bit of work this fall before it rains, and you put them in, and then you forget about them. And then it's that really beautiful, nice surprise when spring comes, and it's like, oh, I forgot I put bulbs out there, as you start to see that color.
The other thing is even if people don't have a yard, mm-hmm. there's still ways to grow bulbs. I'm one of those people that I like to be able to have bulbs in my house during the wintertime, and there's a way to easily force bulbs. In fact, we have the directions right on our websites. But that's easy, and that's beautiful to be able to have, for example, mm-hmm. hyacinths, which I love mm-hmm. hyacinths because they smell so good. Mm-hmm. But I love to have them in my house and have them beautiful and growing. It adds a little bit of that winter color that you need, knowing that someday soon spring will be back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here we are on September 4th. What's the timeline for ordering these?
You need to order online by the 24th of this month. We've already sold out of a number of items, so it's really important to go to rotarybulbs.com to find out the most up-to-date information on it. And then you will be able to pick up your bulbs on the 29th of September at AEL&P between 10 and 2. And if you haven't decided what you want, just come to AEL&P on that Saturday. We have a garage sale of bulbs, so you can pick up some bulbs then. And we also have master gardeners that are in our club that are there to be able to talk to you and give you some advice about where's the best place to put them.
And as you mentioned, you can hire through this website people to plant them for you probably sometime after the 29th.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. We'll work with you to be able to have some time when you're going to be here. Our power planters are ready, and we will help you get them in the ground. And I'll point out that garage sale is actually a really fun thing to come to, because then you can see the packages, you can see the beautiful flowers that there will become, and we do have master gardeners there who can help you figure out what you should plant where, or if you're going to choose something to put in special containers, how to do that, or if you're going to try to force bulbs. We have the people who can help you get it done.
That's the garage sale on September 29th at AEL&P from 10 to 2?
That's it.
Correct.
All right. In the meantime, we have 20 days to order bulbs at rotarybulbs.com.
That's
yes.
It.
Okay, and that supports all kinds of philanthropic activity here in the community and the Juneau Gastineau Rotary. We've been speaking with Kim Kiefer and Peggy Ann McConaughey. I imagine rotarybulbs.com is the best place to go right now for more info.
It
absolutely. And you can see the beautiful bulbs we still have available.
It's been great having you two on the show. Thanks for your work in the community. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just go to the website. If you have questions, you can just go there and take a look. Any other questions, contact either Kim or myself. We'd be more than happy to help.
Thanks, you two.
Thank you.
Thank you.